Welcome to the Hackberry House of Chosun. My name is Bob. I'm reading today from the May issue, May 2022, of the Voice of the Martyrs newsletter or magazine. This is a very current example of the ongoing mistreatment of God's people. I have four short stories today to wrap up the May issue. We'll start on June next time around. First, we start in Bangladesh. Christians determined to worship despite attacks by militant Buddhists. After gathering for worship in a small hut for more than a decade, more than 20 Christian families from the Chakma people group decided to build a church to accommodate their growing congregation. "Now other people can see how we worship and pray, and they can follow," said a believer named Rashir. "We want it to be a symbol that there are Christians in the village." While some Christians in Bangladesh worship in unregistered churches, many meet publicly. "Having a physical building gives you a form of legitimacy and permanence in the community," a frontline worker said. "Building a church can either intensify persecution by painting a target on the believers or pacify the community and signal the rights of the believers to gather and worship." When the Chakma Christians began building their new church, a group of mostly Buddhist insurgents known as the Underground Army broke windows in the new building and threatened to torture or kill Christian men. The men fled into the jungle and remained there for nearly 7 weeks. While the men were in the jungle, the women and children hid in a single home. The insurgents eventually found the women and beat them with canes before looting the Christians' empty homes and stealing their crops and livestock. The Underground Army also threatened to kidnap the children, who have not been able to attend school since the attack. Many of the Christian families remain firm in their faith, despite the persecution. "Even if they destroy our building, we will still worship together under a tree," Rasher said. "When persecution comes, our faith becomes more and more strong. The Bible says persecution comes. If persecution doesn't come, it would mean the Bible isn't true." Bangladesh. Pray for Bangladesh. And then Central African Republic. Trauma training for victims of rebel attacks. When Seleka rebels attacked a church in Kagabandoro in 2014, many Christians were killed, including the wife, brother, and two children of a man named Hippolyte Kimono. Hippolyte, who escaped through a window, has struggled with grief for the last several years. "My heart was broken," he said. "I constantly think about the situation. The visions come back into my mind, and I relive that awful moment." In July 2021, Hippolyte attended VOM-sponsored trauma training, which helped him heal and gave him the opportunity to minister to others who have experienced trauma. "I've been able to forgive those perpetrators totally since the training," he said. "I now help other people in the church who have been traumatized." Christians have been targeted in successive waves of violent attacks in the region since 2013. "Muslim neighborhoods were intentionally spared in the attacks," a frontline worker said. "Many Christians were displaced by the attacks and continue to struggle with emotional wounds." Rebel forces were pushed out of the region in early 2021, allowing frontline workers to begin meeting the needs of those affected by the violence through trauma workshops, medication distributions, education initiatives, Bible distributions. "The needs of persecuted Christians in the area are great," the frontline worker said. Pray for the Central African Republic. And then where are they now? Feni from Indonesia. This was back at the November 29 issue. We're following up now. Feni Suryawati was attending church with her daughter, Clarissa. This was May 13, 2018, the day suicide bombers from the self-proclaimed Islamic State, ISIS, killed 15 people at three Indonesian churches. 10 people from Feni's church were killed. Feni was standing near the main entrance to the church when a black minivan rammed the church's gate, striking two parking attendants. Five bombs inside the vehicle exploded, igniting the gas tanks of cars and motorcycles in the parking lot and causing multiple secondary explosions. Fenny suffered burns to 85% of her body, and Clarissa was also injured. A fellow church member rushed them to the hospital, but Fenny's survival was uncertain. Fenny spent 3 months in the hospital, and when she was eventually released, she required months of physical therapy to regain the use of her hands. With VOM's help, Fenny receives ongoing medical treatment and rehabilitation. She's undergone multiple surgeries, still has more to endure. A surgery to remove some large scars around both ears had to be postponed because of the pandemic. While Fenny's recovery continues to be a long and challenging process, she hopes God will use her story and her pain for the advancement of His kingdom. When people ask about her scars, she eagerly tells them about her Christ. And then, where is this person now? Roberto from Mexico, going back to the April 2017 issue. Roberto Santo Gomez is an indigenous evangelist in Chiapas State who takes the gospel to remote, unreached communities where there is little Christian presence. A former rebel turned itinerant preacher, Roberto walks for days, often with little or no food or other support, to preach God's word. He's going to communities where no other Christians will go, a frontline worker said. Roberto came to faith in Christ after an accident in which he fell from a train and lost his left arm. As he lay on the ground in agonizing pain, he recalled the words of a street preacher that he'd once heard and asked God for help. When God answered his prayers, Roberto dedicated his life to advancing his kingdom. Roberto's ministry is dangerous, and he experiences ongoing persecution because of his work on the front lines. In February 2020, two different rebel groups warned him to stop preaching in the local markets. And then in April 2020, he was beaten by angry villagers in another village. He is constantly threatened by the people in the villages he visits, the frontline worker said. Nonetheless, he remains faithful to the calling that God has placed in his life. For the past several years, VOM has supplied Roberto with Bibles and training materials. And in addition, VOM has helped him with medical care, transportation, and communication tools so he can continue sharing the gospel on one of the most difficult and dangerous mission fields on earth. Yes, that's in our hemisphere, not that far from us. Well, if you'd like to follow up and somehow be a blessing to the persecuted, whether in Bangladesh or Central African Republic or Indonesia or Mexico, just contact the folks at VOM, that's Voice of the Martyrs. TheVoice@VOM.org is how you would do that. TheVoice@VOM.org. You can ask to be put on their mailing list and receive free your own copy of the VOM newsletter or magazine. Well, this is the Hackberry House of Chosun, and Lord willing, we will talk again very soon. God bless you. Bye-bye.